Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Lenny and Pastor Lori. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your attitude?
Great.
It's great. Okay. Because we had attitude check. Anyway, I know we're catching a lot of people by surprise. Might not be anybody joining live because this wasn't planned. But, you know, we're having a great vacation. We started out in Florida. No, we started out South Here. Carolina with
a baby.
Our daughter Allison and our son-in-law Zane and our new grandbaby Wilder Charles. Oh, and he is a joy. Then from there we went to Tampa, spent a great week with my mom and my brother and sister-in-law and my niece and nephew. We went to the beach, we were swimming in the pool. I mean, boy, did we eat.
Yeah.
And we came back up. Now we're back in Charlotte area. We're staying with Lori's mom and dad. And also, we've been visiting Allison, Zane, and our little grandbaby. So we've been having a great time, right?
We've been having a fantastic
And so we've been taking a little, you know, a little vacation from the daily podcast. But I don't even know. Are you guys missing us at all? Do you miss us at all? I hope so. But anyway, I wanted to get on today and just share some encouragement. Just share some encouragement. I know that many of you out there are searching the internet, searching different ministries, looking for that need to be met. The magic bullet, the answer, healings, financial blessings, you know, and sometimes it seems so distant, so far away, and so hard, you know, if you're like me and you're like Lori, you know, at times you found yourself or you find yourself riddled with guilt, shame, or condemnation because, well, I must not have enough faith. I just don't have the faith yet. Well, you'll never have the faith. It's not your faith. It's God's faith, number one. And it springs forth from the hearing about Christ. It's not something that you can create or something that you can generate. You know that, right?
Yep.
I got faith. No, it's something that comes.
Comes.
Exactly. And it's a gift. Lest anyone should boast. See, remember, for by grace are we saved by faith. Faith. And it's a gift. The grace, the faith, it's a gift. Right? None of works, lest any man should boast. So, get rid of that guilt, shame, and condemnation, right? And just put your position yourself in a place of hearing where you can hear. Well, anyway, you know, it's like, I must not have the faith. Why? I must not believe. I must not believe enough. I you know, because I have unbelief. And well, you know what? Jesus smashed that. He smashed that with the father whose son was an epileptic. And Jesus said, if I can. No, it's if you can believe. And the father said, Lord, I believe, but in tears. Do you hear this? In tears. This indicates turmoil, right? This indicates a little bit of confusion, right? Indicates a little bit of doubt, right? Probably because his disciples couldn't heal his son. So he said, in tears, but help my unbelief. So look at, there's a belief and there's unbelief working there. And Jesus didn't say, come back later when you believe.
Right.
No, grace doesn't do that, okay? Man does that. When man teaches you, you're going to negate. No, grace never negates, okay? This is why we're all always supposed to fix our eyes on Jesus. Just Jesus. Look at Jesus. Put your eyes on Jesus, right?
Amen.
You want to add anything to that?
No, that's... You said it.
Put you just,
your eyes on Jesus.
What do you think? I just have you here to sit there and look pretty in the camera? Because people just, you know, rather than just look at me, they're looking at you?
Well, right now, yes.
Okay. All right. Anyway. So, I want to give you some encouragement. Some encouragement today. And we're not going to take much longer. Maybe another 2-3 minutes. So, anyway, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Many of our scriptures from our translation say, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same Spirit will revigorate, you know, restore your mortal bodies. Cross out that word if. Because it shouldn't be if. Because when you say, Father, I believe Jesus. I believe that he was raised from the dead. And he's seated at your right. I believe that he is Lord of lords, King of kings. I believe and I receive. Boom, right there. There is no if. There's no if. All right? And so cross out that word if and change it to since. It should be since. So Paul is saying in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, since that same spirit, since that same power that raised Christ from the dead, since it will restore, revitalize, renew, awaken your mortal bodies. Mm. Since. There is no if, there's since. Now, here's what you need to know. Here's where I believe you want to look for a magic bullet. Pastor Lenny's giving you the magic bullet today.
We'll take it.
This is the magic bullet. You know, standing, confessing, speaking. It's all good stuff. But that should all be a fruit of the magic bullet. And this is the magic bullet. But Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, where Paul says, that I might know him. That I might know him. Become intimate with him. Know him. Intimate with him. Know him. Why? What? In the power of his resurrection. The fellowship of his sufferings. That I might become conformable to his death, to his sufferings. Now, Paul is not saying that I might go to the cross, that I might, you know, have nails. No, what Paul is saying there, which is echoed in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, may I know that I'm one with him. May I know that I'm united with him. May I know that when he was on that cross, I was there with him. That I would know that when he died, I died with him. That I would know when he was buried, I was buried with him. That I might know when he was raised from the dead to newness of life, I was raised from the dead with him to newness of life. That's what the knowing is. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul confirms that, right? It's no longer I who live, but Christ who liveth in me. And the life that I now live in this flesh suit, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So he's saying, hey, it's not me living, it's Jesus living. Why? Because we're one. And he talks about that in Romans chapter 6, verse 4 and verse 5. The uniting, the union, the one. Know this. And you think about, I think my wife, I think you still go to bed every night with the Ephesians prayer?
I do.
Okay. The Ephesians prayer is powerful. Now, here's another thing I want you to do. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, it says, you know, that God might give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Cross out give. Cross that out, right? Because in verse 3, Paul has already established that God has given us all things pertaining to life and God. He's given us all things. So that would include the spirit of wisdom and revelation, okay? But now when you look at that word that God may give, and you look up that word in the Greek, it also has the meaning of spring forth. So now that verse should really say, may God allow the spirit of wisdom and revelation, but God doesn't allow, may the spirit of wisdom and revelation spring forth from within you. Here's the word again, that you would know. Know what? What God knows. What God knows about you. Mm. Here it is, that knowing again. And it comes from that spirit of wisdom and revelation that's within you. So Paul is praying for that you would know, since the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that you would know you're one with Christ, that you would know you're united with Christ, that you would know. And then as it goes on, right, that the eyes of our understanding, again, that's the knowing would become illuminated, that we would know our inheritance, that we would know, that we would become intimate with it. Why? Because of our union with Christ, our being one with Christ, right? And then he goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, well, actually go up a little bit above verse 20, start with verse 17, 18, 19. This is Paul's second prayer. And basically he starts out with that you would be firmly planted, firmly planted. And that word planted also has a meaning of united, that you would know you're firmly united with Christ. You're firmly planted. You're firmly established with Christ. You're firmly established in his love. You're firmly established in him. You're one with him. And you see, that's the knowing. This is the magic bullet, the knowing that you're one with him. Because then he uses the words in verse 20, exceedingly, exceedingly, abundantly, abundant, exceedingly and abundantly, right? Beyond anything you can ask for, according to the power that is within you. This is what you need to know. The knowing, Jesus, know Jesus. This is why we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. He's the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. Know Jesus. See Jesus. Why is it so? You know what? You see Jesus, right? Oh, and you look at Jesus and you weep, right? Because, oh, Jesus, you're so beautiful. You're so magnificent. You're so merciful. Oh, Jesus, you're all powerful. Jesus, you have so much authority. Well, guess what? In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, when you are looking at that image, this is what Paul is trying to get you to realize. And this is what his whole message is all about. You're one. You're united. You're one. You're looking at Jesus and all his splendor and all his majesty and all his glory. Guess what? That's you. That's why you have to know Jesus. You know Jesus, you know you. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. Know him. Know Jesus. Know him. Now, Peter gets in on it. In 2 Peter chapter 1, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, he's saying that this grace, this power, this grace that's within you, this grace and mercy would be multiplied in and through your life, right? That's the exceedingly and abundantly, right? That's the healing, right? That's the financial provision, right? How? Through the knowing. Through the knowing what? Through the knowing, know Jesus. Put your eyes on Jesus. Hear songs about Jesus. Read scriptures about Jesus. And understand, when you're looking at Jesus in the mirror, you're seeing your reflection. Amen. And I believe instantaneously, as you become fixed in that knowledge, if you become fixed in that knowing by the Holy Spirit, things are just going to happen. Okay? Finances, money's going to be attracted. You're going to attract it. All right? Healing's just going to flow. It's in since the same spirit that you would know. Going back to Paul's prayer, that you would know the exceeding greatness of his power towards you who believe. See, that you would know. Intimacy. You're one. What he is, you are. What he has, you have. Now, you know, this isn't a trick question, Lori. You know, people come up to you and they say, you know, do you own your own condo? What's your answer?
Yes.
Yes. You own the condo, right? Yes. Now, someone comes up to me and I say, and they ask me, do I own my condo? And I'll say to them, yes, I own my own condo. Whoa, I own my own condo? She owns her own condo? We own our own condo. We're one. So you see, if you can say that about her, you can say that about me. I live there. I have it. I own it. She lives there. She has it. She owns it. We're one. So when you're one with Jesus, you have it. You are it. You own it. Okay, so here's Paul. I mean, and here's Peter now. Grace by through the knowing, right? For he has given us all things. Know this, know him. He has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. All things. Why? Because he has been deemed by the Father as being the heir of the world. All things are subjected to him. So now, we're blessed with all things pertaining to life and godliness. Why? Because we're one with him. Know him. Know Jesus. See Jesus. Know Jesus. See Jesus exploding from the grave. See the tomb, right? That tomb, the stone that was at the front of the face of the tomb, exploding away. The seal exploding open. Okay? See that body that was laying there, dead, shredded. See it, boom, restored back to life. See Jesus. And then know, I am one with him. I'm united with him. And you see, in this knowing, Peter makes it perfectly clear that in this knowing, just like Paul said, in this knowing, in this union, in this knowing, Peter says, then you will allow yourselves to become partakers of the divine nature. Now, if you are a partaker of the divine nature through the knowing, through your union with Jesus Christ, do you think in partaking of that divine nature, that the same divine nature that's in Christ, right, that raised him from the dead is in you, do you think that that partaking is not going to allow healing to spring forth from within? Is not going to attract the finances that you're looking for and that you're needing? Is not going to produce the exceedingly and abundantly beyond what you can ask or think? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. So anyway, I just wanted to bring you encouragement. It's a little 15-minute video. And any close?
It's good. That was good.
Now, I want to let you know, on July 25th, we are starting a new program, you know, and it's by invite only. And the way that you become invited is if you become a Kingdom partner. We're always going to do our podcasts, always going to be available for you, our live streams. But this is a little bit extra. This is going to be a little bit extraordinary. And we're going to do it two Tuesday nights a month. It's going to be by Zoom meeting. We're going to be talking about phenomenal and fantastic topics that just need to be redefined in our lives. Mm. That you know, that your most of your churches, you know, some of even your own Bibles, they're just not touching on. They're just not letting us know. You know, so it's going to be by invitation only. It's going to be two Tuesday nights a month. It's going to be by Zoom invitation. It's going to be live teaching. And if you can't make the lives, don't worry about it. You still can become part of it because you'll get the recorded Zoom sent to you. Also, you'll have notes. And also, we'll have special podcasts for our Kingdom Partner members, right? That they can listen to it, that they can get this vital information. I guarantee you, it will bless you. I guarantee you, it will change your lives. So if you're interested, you know, text Lori and I, instant message Lori and I. Many of you have gotten text messages already, emails already, just respond. You're going to want to get involved before next Tuesday night. You're going to want to have your invite. You're going to want to get the Zoom invite. You're going to want to have everything in place. It's going to be a great
day. Amen.
Any closing thoughts?
No, I like that condo.
We love you. We love you. And I will see you tomorrow morning because I will be sleeping here and Lori will be sleeping at Allison's home, Allison Zane's home, and helping out with baby Wilder and doing some things around the house. So we love you and I will see you tomorrow.